BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
Psalm 22, verse 23. What is praise? Is it linked to the fear of the Lord? What are honor and reverence, and are they linked to praise? With a crescendo's pinnacle, the author of this verse commands these three. Note the exclamation points. Quote, "You who fear the Lord, praise Him. All you descendants of Jacob, honor Him. Revere Him, all you descendants of Israel." Blessed praise comes from the belly of the soul. The only acceptable praise is the response to God's revelation of Himself. No wonder it is one of the main themes of the Bible. Jesus confirmed when asked, "Which is the greatest commandment of the 613 given to Israel?" Quote, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment." Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 through 38. Honor, a virtue valued not only in the Bible, but also in stable ancient cultures, is recognized and giving high esteem, respect, in regard to another. To honor is to recognize the value of God and His kingdom and to act accordingly. Jesus' similitude teaching is, quote, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again, and then in his joy went and sold all he had and bought that field again. The kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had and bought it." Reverence, a feeling of profound awe and respect, is an honor paid to the worthy. Revere God, 1 Kings chapter 18, verses 3 and 12, and Hebrews chapter 12, verses 28 through 29. His sanctuary, Leviticus 19:30 and 26:2, and His commandments, Psalm 119:48. Quote, "Since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful, and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire." Hebrews chapter 12, verses 28 through 29. A shadow on the wall, though beautiful, is not the reality. They have no worth if they are not true. Quote, "These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain. Their teachings are but rules taught by men." Matthew chapter 15, verses 8 and 9.